Chapter 2, Not All Agents Are Created Equal. The good news and the bad news is that getting into real estate has a low barrier to entry. Almost anybody can get a license, and that's intentional because it's a tough business and most fail quickly. If our business was easy, everyone would be doing well and no one would be dropping out. This career isn't for everyone and the failure rate is high. According to NAR, 87% of all new agents are out of the business within 5 years. They fail. To say it differently, when you hire someone with 5 or fewer years under their belt, you are hiring someone with an 87% chance of failure. Ouch. Many agents don't make much money. Most earn below the federal poverty level. According to NAR, the median income for an agent is $50,000. About a decade ago, the California Department of Real Estate considered making the exams more difficult, but they punted. The reasoning was, real estate sales is an excellent occupation for someone without a high school education. What? Also, the industry needs a steady flow of new agents. Today, the salesperson's test is not very difficult. Most pass, in part because the state is flooded with hundreds of test prep companies and online education courses. It's big business. The 2021 to 2022 budget for the California Department of Real Estate is $56 million. This industry simply needs more and more people. Part of the reason is that people leave the business in droves. Most brokerages have a revolving door, and they recruit constantly. New agents are always coming in while other agents are quitting. NAR says that 15% of its membership turns over every year. It's always been this way. For those who can succeed, it's a fantastic career. Although barriers to entry are low, the barriers to success are high. In California, a licensee doesn't need a high school diploma. Applicants need only to pass the General Education Development Exam, the GED. Misdemeanors and even a few felonies are allowed. All of the educational prerequisites can be done online, and the test prep companies guarantee a passing rate of 70%. According to NAR, only 31% of all agents in the United States holds a bachelor's degree, and 13% hold a graduate degree or higher. Translation, more than half the agents out there don't have a college degree. Here in California, a college degree is important. CAR's most recent survey says that 78% of consumers said an agent's educational background was either extremely important or very important in their decision to hire. I'm glad to hear that. Keep in mind that many people don't even realize that their agent might not be college educated. According to NAR surveys, only 21% of home sellers can even remember the first name of their last real estate agent. This makes sense, because often a better agent comes into focus, most agents don't stay in contact, and real estate agents leave the business in droves. Did I mention there's a lot of burnout and turnover in our industry? There are also a number of part-time agents who are also appraisers, property managers, or loan officers. I've worked with so many of these part-timers over the years and have yet to find a single one who's a top agent. It's just tough to be tops in any profession when you have two or more professions. A jack of all trades is a master of none. Stick with a full-time experienced sales agent. Rookies in the business. If you're a rookie agent and reading this, I apologize. You probably feel like I'm recommending that no one hire you. But there's no need to worry. With over 5 million home sales in the United States every year, and 75% of home sellers interviewing only one agent, the odds are in your favor. My advice is to stay at it. Contact as many people as you can, sharpen your skills, be of service, and learn these strategies. You will build a great business. I actually love working with rookie agents because they're usually starving for a commission, and they will drive far for it. They're easy to spot. You can hear it in their voices when they call. They'll often tell the listing agent, "I'm so tired of driving. I need to get my buyer into a house badly. And this is how high I can get them to go." I like to ask them how high or how low their client will go. There's nothing wrong with asking that question. However, it's probably unethical and a breach of their agency to tell me. But they usually do. Sometimes the agent just wants to get the transaction done. So they'll tell you way too much about their buyer. Even though rookies usually don't last, brokerages love new agents. They know that a brand new agent is good for a few transactions. Most new salespeople get into the business with the promise of a friend or family member who told them, "Go get your license, I'll use you." The brokerage usually teams the rookie up with an experienced agent who serves as a mentor, and they share the commission on the transactions that the newbie brings in. This way, everyone at the brokerage wins, and hopefully the newbie doesn't screw up. Usually, after 5 closings, they will have earned their wings and they won't need supervision anymore. The old days of ruthless managers threatening to fire agents are over. Very few get fired. They just fail out. As long as rookies are motivated and build their skills, they will make it in this business. It also helps if they get into this business at the right time. Most don't. The best time for an agent to get into this business is when the market is going down, in what we call a buyer's market. Flippers disappear, and most agents run for the doors. Learning the business when the market is down or wonky makes for a better agent, because agents typically need to work with buyers before they graduate to listings. It forces them to correctly learn the business, the process, how to build their business, how pricing works, and how to be of service. What better time to learn than when it's tough? Conversely, when prices go up, supply goes down, and there are fewer and fewer available customers in an up market, flippers make money hand over fist, and more agents flood into the marketplace, and it's easier to sell a home, but there are fewer sales for all the agents. No one really knows when the market has peaked. Soon enough, agents find themselves walking right into a buzzsaw. The agent who's been through the tough market will have the moxie for success in any market. So the shock of a market shift won't throttle that agent. This seesaw happens in every single real estate cycle. If you're still thinking of hiring a rookie, do this exercise. Forget that they're in real estate and imagine this person as your doctor, your CPA, your attorney. Think about how you'd feel if they said any of this. I have a lot of time to focus on your needs. I'm always available to you day or night. I have the best training, and I'm really excited to work with you. If there is anything I'm missing, don't worry. I have a mentor. If I don't know the answer, then I'll find out for you. I don't know about you, but those are some scary words. Run away. Seller's agent or buyer's agent? Should you hire an agent who mostly represents sellers, represents buyers, or has a good balance of the two? I'm not going to give you the answer. You'll probably figure it out. Yes, some agents are specialists. You've probably picked up that I specialize in representing sellers. If you need knee surgery, would you go to an orthopedist? Some doctors specialize in knees or shoulders only. This isn't to say that your knee surgery would otherwise be botched, but you usually have a choice. Odds are you will probably have a more successful knee surgery if your orthopedist specializes in knees. Real estate is the same. Some agents love working with sellers and choose to specialize in it. All day long, they market and negotiate and put buyers and sellers together, and then they do it over and over again. A buyer's agent is usually not in the office. They're driving all over the place looking at homes, showing homes, calling the agents to see if they have any listings coming up, coordinating inspections, and talking to lenders. An agent that does both really is wearing two very different hats. When selling your house, hire someone who spends most of their time doing just that, selling. If you want to buy a house, then work with an agent who represents a lot of buyers. Coaches. Aside from getting help from a manager or a mentor, most agents have worked with a real estate coach. They sign on with coaches for the same reasons professional athletes hire their own personal trainers. Even very experienced top agents have coaches. As a matter of fact, NAR states that 10% of agents complete 90% of all real estate transactions because they have a coach. Thank you, Pareto Principle. I've had a coach for most of my career, and coaching has pushed me to be the best I can be. That gives my clients an advantage. If your agent has a coach, it says a lot.